It's the 12th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Later this month, Central Bedfordshire Council will hold another flood summit similar to one held in May that discussed possible responses to flooding caused by Storm Henk at the beginning of the year. The second scheduled event will focus on the recent street flooding in each ward, which occurred back in September. It will take into consideration any suggestions by those affected and guidance from the relevant flood agencies. Attendance in May consisted of the Bedford Borough of Internal Drainage Boards, the Environmental Agency, Gwydir Thameslink Railway, Anglian Water and County Emergency Services. At its conclusion, the November conference will likely issue a report that will deal with as many flooding queries as possible, with an understanding that there may not be immediate solutions in many cases. Bedfordshire Police are investigating two suspicious car fires that took place in Helton Regis last Friday, which they believe were deliberately set. Fire and rescue services attended the incidents at Crixiemead and the blazes were quickly extinguished. 50 households in and around Bedford's Cleat Hill area are still unable to return to their homes following a fatal gas explosion and fire at a property which claimed two lives. Area residents have been under an evacuation order since the 19th of October. The council has provided accommodation and financial support to those affected and are now offering free office space and parking while an investigation and an effort to make the area safe continues. Daniel Kendrick and Georgina Tunstall from Potton chose to honour their stillborn baby Esme by ascending three mountain peaks to fundraise for Chums. The charity provides support and bereavement services for those who have experienced child loss. The couple completed the challenge, which consisted of Snowdon in Wales, Scafell Pike in the Lake District and Ben Nevis in Scotland over 3 days, managing to raise £5,000. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.